Great Monday morning, beloved. Thank you so much for inviting me into your homes to start this Monday off. And today we are in Isaiah chapter 5, short little passage of scripture, chapter 5 verses 1 through 7. And today's reading is a song about a vineyard in which the sins of the people of Jerusalem and Judea are compared to sour grapes. So let's get started here. God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. Let's begin. Listen while I sing you this song, a song of my friend and his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug the soil and cleared it of stones. He planted the finest vines. He built a tower to guard them, dug a pit for treading the grapes, and he waited for the grapes to ripen. But every grape was sour. So now, my friend says, you people who live in Jerusalem and Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. Is there anything I failed to do for it? Then why did it produce sour grapes and not the good grapes I expected? Here is what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge around it. I will break down the wall that protects it and let wild animals eat it and trample it down. I will let it be overgrown with weeds. I will not trim the vines or hoe the ground. Instead, I will let briars and thorns cover it. I will even forbid the clouds to rain on it. Israel is the vineyard of the Lord Almighty. The people of Judah are the vines he planted. He expected them to do what is good, but instead they committed murder. He expected them to do what was right, but their victims cried out for justice. Well, today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7. Israel is the vineyard of the Lord Almighty. The people of Judah are the vines he planted. You know, this fifth chapter of Isaiah is known as the Song of the Vineyard. And it's a traditional wine harvest song that, I mean, they sung in Israel. But God is using it here to describe how the people of Israel and Judah have so disappointed them. I mean, he doesn't have one good thing to say about the grapes in that vineyard. What are your thoughts about this concerning God's relationship with Israel? And what do you think he thinks of his relationship with us today? Something to think about. Let's pray. Almighty God, I sing your praises. In love, you nurture me so that I grow in faith day by day. Teach me to obey your teachings so that I become a fruitful disciple. May my words and deeds reflect your love and grace. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday together to a close. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. That is a vision of a peaceful kingdom that God describes. So until then, God bless you today. God bless you in every way is my prayer for you.